I think it's vitally important that they should be collecting the levies, you know, and the government set the levies at such a low rate that, it shouldn't be two owners on anybody that owns the derelict property to actually pay it. And the local authorities should be going out after that to make sure that they're maximising their income as well. And also to put pressure on the owners of those properties to utilise them, which is basically the main thing, is that those properties should be used, and particularly residential properties in this current crisis. Should be identified and owners should be forced to use them. And I believe that they should have a use them or lose them property plan as well, where basically they're not going to be used, that the local authority should CPO those premises and make sure that they're put into use for people to live in.
It's estimated, Deputy, that around €20.5 million is owed to local authorities around the country. Why do you think there's been such a kind of hands-off approach to this so far?
It's an age-old thing. I don't know what it is. I mean, the idea in Ireland that if you have property that you have, or somebody that should be looked after and should be specified or something like that there, you know, and the local authorities have always, even in my time, the local authority have been loath to actually make sure that properties are actually used and to enforce that. And I think that's, we need to get that attitude needs to change as well. And, you know, and if somebody has a derelict property, and that they're actually affecting the whole of society and the whole of the towns and villages as well. And the onus should be on those people to ensure that they're used, not sitting there lying idle where people can't benefit from them.
And do you think this latest push from the government will result in the money eventually being collected?
No, I don't think so. I think the government is obviously, this is to try and head off demand from local authorities, probably for additional money in the budget and to do it. But in reality, €20 million over 26 or 30 local authorities around the country isn't a huge amount of money. And indeed, it actually could be a lot more money if the amount of penalty for having derelict properties was actually increased significantly. And that might encourage owners actually to make sure that they do something with them as well. But I think this is the way of the government trying to head off demand from local authorities for increased allocations in the run-up to the budget.